Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April the 8th, 1982, Ronald Reagan became the first serving President of the United States to visit Barbados. He arrived in the island with his wife Nancy from Jamaica on the second day of what was described as a working vacation in the Caribbean. According to a newspaper report, a small bushfire was started at the Grantley Adams International Airport by the explosives used for a 21-gun salute that welcomed Reagan on his arrival. Barbadian firemen promptly produced hoses to water down the billowing smoke that wafted onto the parade grounds at the airport, where Reagan was standing on a red-carpeted podium. He reviewed a 100-member honor guard mounted by the Barbados Defense Force, and he and his wife Nancy waved to hundreds of well-wishers crowded on the terminal rooftop. At a luncheon at the residence of the U.S. ambassador, Milan Bish, Reagan hosted the Prime Minister of Barbados, Tom Adams, as well as Prime Ministers Eugenia Charles of Dominica, V.C. Byrd of Antigua, and Milton Cato of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, as well as Kennedy Simmons, the Premier of St. Kitts and Nevis. Reagan's main message to the assembled Caribbean leaders was about the need to defend democracy in the region from the threat of communism. Speaking of the government of Maurice Bishop in Grenada, he asserted, "That country now bears the Soviet-Cuban trademark, which means it will attempt to spread the virus among its neighbors." Reagan also promoted his Caribbean initiative to promote capitalist free enterprise in the region. In response, the Caribbean leaders called for aid to build up their infrastructure, which they said was a prerequisite to attract investment before they could participate in his initiative. As Eugenia Charles put it in typically blunt style, "Without aid, the plan doesn't mean much to us." Later, the Reagans flew by helicopter to Casa de Pablo, the Spanish-style house of a Texas furniture magnate, which they had rented for the duration of their stay. In the evening, they took another short helicopter ride to Bellerive, the beachside house of retired film star Claudette Colbert, for a private dinner. Indeed, it was widely reported in the American press that the real reason for the president's visit to Barbados was to spend time with Claudette Colbert, who was an old friend, and to enjoy a short vacation away from the cold in Washington. The Reagans departed Barbados at the end of their stay on Easter Sunday, 3 days later.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.